John chapter 9. And as he passed by, he saw a man who had been blind from his birth. And the disciples questioned him and asked, Rabbi, who sinned, he or his parents, that he should be born blind? Jesus replied, Neither he nor his parents sinned, but it happened in order that the works of God should be manifested in him. I must carry out the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming, when no one can do any work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay from the spittle and smeared the clay on the eyes of the blind man. And he said to him, Go and wash yourself in the pool of Siloam, which, translated, is sent. So he went away and washed himself, and he came back sighted. Then the neighbours and those who had previously seen that he had been blind said, Is this not the one who sits and begs? Some said, This is him. But others said, He is like him. He himself said, I am he. Then they said to him, How were your eyes opened? He replied and said, A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes, and he said to me, Go off to the pool of Siloam and wash yourself. So I went off, and when I washed myself, I recovered my sight. Then they said to him, Where is he? He said, I don't know. They brought him who had been blind in the past to the Pharisees. Now it was the Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him on the same ground how he had recovered his sight. He then said to them, He placed clay on my eyes, then I washed myself, and now I can see. Then some of the Pharisees said, This man is not from God, since he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, How can a sinful man perform such signs? So there was a division among them. They asked the blind man again, What have you got to say about him, in that he opened your eyes? And he said, He is a prophet. In fact, the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and had recovered his sight, until they had called the parents of him who had recovered his sight. And they questioned them and asked, Is this your son, whom you say was born blind? How come that he can now see? Then his parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But as to how he can now see, we don't know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. He is of age. Ask him. He will speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already decided that if anyone professed that that man was the Christ, he would be excommunicated from the synagogue. That is why his parents said, He is of age. Ask him. So they called the man who had been blind a second time, and they said to him, Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner. At which he answered and said, Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, that although I was blind, I can now see. Then they asked him again, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He replied to them, I have told you already, but you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? You don't want to become his disciples too, do you? They reviled him and said, You are a disciple of his, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this man is from. The man answered and said to them, Well, in this matter it is astounding that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is godly and does his will, he hears him. Never has it been heard of that anyone opened the eyes of one born blind. If this man were not from God, he could not do anything. They replied and said to him, You were wholly born in sins, and are you teaching us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and he found him, and he asked him, Do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, So who is that, Lord, so that I may believe in him? Jesus then said to him, You have seen him, and also he who is talking to you is the one. Then he said, I believe, Lord. And he worshipped him. Then Jesus said, I have come into this world with a view to judgment, that those who do not see should see, and those who see should become blind. Now some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things, and they said to him, Surely we are not blind too. Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would not have sin. But as it is, you say, We see. So your sin remains.